Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of tonight, this gentleman will be at Helium Comedy Club tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday at 7:30 and 10. Tickets are always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Please, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the hometown boy who spent a little too much time with his hometown, buddies last night. Craig Shoemaker is here.
I guess I have to get used to heckling. First thing in the morning, you go, man, you look tired.
Well, you look like you say you got together with old buddies last night.
Yeah, yeah. We tell old stories. It's exhausting. They're the same stories, still we can tell it over and over again.
Well, usually you come walking in, you know, California fresh. You know, you're always looking, and it's funny, you come in with sunglasses on, you take them off, and I'm like, wow, maybe you should put the sunglasses back on.
Whoa. Well, now that I'm happily married, I don't care how I look at it. Who cares? I got the belly, you know.
You got it all going?
When I'm naked, I look like a capital Q. I don't care. But anyway, I do come back and I get heckled. But I went out with my old buddies last night. We're telling stories. We're telling people that we're aghast at this. I'll tell them now. Your whole audience can be aghast.
Okay.
The stuff that we used to do when we hung out.
Oh, yeah. We had the dangerous stuff?
We had a fort, we all hung out in the fort. And can I talk about this?
Yeah, do the doob? Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the doob. Right. And we always come up with great ideas when you're high. That's how I get started in comedy. But you write it down, and you read it the next day. You're going, what the hell does this mean? Hamster nipples. But it killed you the night before. Oh, you can't say it again. I can't breathe. Hamster, you're killing me. So one night, we used to rip on each other. Rip. And one night, we got tired, and we go, let's go rip on other people. Let's knock on people's doors and make fun of them.
No.
Yeah. And then George goes, while we're nude. We're going to make fun of them while we're nude. And I was like 1 minute into puberty. I had nothing there. I had a panel and a wall switch. That's what it looked like. So, and I'm going to make fun of them. So we did it. When Cerami pulls the getaway car. You met my buddy Cerami.
Right.
He's the getaway car, fully clothed. Me, George, and Tommy get out of the car. And we knock on the door, and we all froze because we had our lines down. You say this, I'll say this.
Right.
We all froze. So then I started doing my patented helicopter. I'm naked doing the helicopter. He said, it always got a lot of laughs in the locker room. I go, hey, lady, the traffic report. I'm doing this. And then George goes, you're ugly. I said, where'd you come up with that line? It's terrible. We didn't rehearse that. You have to come up with something more clever. Then we run. Cerami goes away in the car. So now we're next to him, and he's doing the perfect miles an hour as we're running.
Right.
And we're going, stop, stop. He's there, hee, hee. And he's there. And we're going, stop, stop. We're chariots of fire going down Bridal Lane. And finally he stops, and I get in, and George leaps on the hood of the car.
Right.
He thinks it's funny till Cerami speeds up to 55 miles an hour on a tiny street. Then he goes through the basketball courts while people are honking with George spread eagle. And he's there, let me in. And then he grabs the wiper. I'll rip it off. And Cerami turns it on and tosses him around. You're such a wad. So then, this is the best line ever. His glasses are crooked. He's spread eagle nude. And then he goes, I'm not going to get the Naval Academy. What? He's thinking of higher education. He's nude on the hood of a car.
That might have gone on his permanent record. So.
Well, that's what he was thinking. But we didn't get caught. We made a lot of people laugh.
So speaking of the happily married man,
yes.
How are things at home? What's going on with the kids?
Things are good. Right. My wife is very, it's very different than Philadelphia, though. She's very new agey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you drinking bone broth?
Is that the new thing?
No, in California it is.
No, bone broth.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
that's,
bone broth.
No, that was something live. She gets turned on only if I compost. That gets her all wound up.
Uh-huh.
Like, look, honey, I'm putting a banana peel in the can. Something's going to happen tonight. You got to look for angles now when you're married for a little while. Before we were married, she was all over me when she was trying to make the sale and get the commission. Now she doesn't want to handle the service agreement. She come to bed before marriage wearing nothing, little pajinas.
Pajinas? Vaginas.
Yeah. Is that what they're called?
Depends what's on them, I guess.
I guess. All right.
Or did I make up that term?
I think you did.
Yeah, I think you did.
Well, I've heard like teddy bear and things like that, but the vagina is something. Sounds like something Oprah might wear.
I know what I'm getting for Christmas for somebody in my house. Right. Some pajamas.
Well, they were great. Now she's under five blankets with a park and a ski cap. That's the new nightwear. I'm trying to make love with a gangster rapper. How about some trim, Coolio? But you know, I look for angles, and I had this new angle the other. You know the show The Bachelor?
Yeah, sure.
Chris Harrison is the host.
Okay,
he's my neighbor.
Oh, really?
He's really good looking, like intimidating good looking. He walked in our kitchen. My wife is cooking, and she looks up and sees him. She just goes. I'm like, okay, Chris, you set her up, I'll knock her down later. You give her the rose, I'll give her the prick. Yeah, I went solo that night. She also saw this movie with Matthew McConaughey. I guess she's got a crush on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some afterwards.
Really?
Nice.
What movie?
Dallas Buyers Club.
It wasn't Dallas Buyers Club. She likes the thin look.
Oh, that's what that was about. Racking my brain.
Fred, do me a favor. Yeah. Dress like Jared Leto.
No, I went in as him the next day in the bedroom. I walked in. All right, all right, all right. Play some butt bongo. Solo again. nothing worse.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's good, though. And we're done having kids.
Uh-huh.
I have a four-year-old.
Right. God, the baby's four already? Four,
yeah,
it's a cute age, man.
Yeah. It's a cute... Well, not well,
they,
this
they have two-year-olds, so...
Well, do you have girls or boys?
Boys. Boys club.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, yes,
nothing
I agree.
Against girls.
No,
but
I agree.
It's unbelievable the difference. I have three boys, all good. This one is literally... Like, my one son... He got in a mountain bike accident. His jaw wired shut. I'm going, why couldn't it be the girl? I tried FaceTiming, and she dominates the conversation. She, like, pulls the phone away from everybody. You know, she's, it's a nightmare. And she knows how to work daddy, too.
Well,
it's unbelievable how skilled.
Right.
She walks in. She walks in ahead of her mom. You know, she gets out of the car, runs in. She goes, Daddy, I got you licorice. And I go, thank you. I love it. She goes, it's your favorite. And then she goes, can I have a piece? I said, well, your mother might not like that. And she goes, it's okay. And my wife walks in. Chloe, I said, no liquors. Get away from me, you witch. I'm with my father now. And then she comes right back to me. Daddy. And then she, like, climbs on top of me. I'm telling you, she's headed for a strip club.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Cherry Licorice taking the stage.
Frank Shoemaker is appearing tonight for one show, two tomorrow and Saturday, all at Helium Comedy Club. You get tickets through heliumcomedy.com. It is always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. Go take a nap.
Eventually.